grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for our meditation today is Isaiah 40, verse 31. So we consider the theme, "The Lord shall renew their strength." The verse is this: "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This word to you from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament is a word of pure gospel. Good news. By way of background, Isaiah is prophesying as he calls to mind here the desperate plight of God's people who were captive in Babylon. The people of Israel were captured and carried away and enslaved because of their disobedience to God. They were held captive in exile in a foreign land. Yet God reminds them that they are not forgotten. They are not abandoned. And this is a foretaste of the fulfillment in Christ on the cross. Today is a day of thankfulness. As redeemed children of God in Christ Jesus, we are forgiven and we are restored. And so today, we take time to acknowledge and say, thank you. Thank you first to our Lord for His coming into this world to redeem us from our sins. Thank you, second, for the men and women who have served our nation. And third, thank you to their families who stood beside them when they entered military service or when they deployed or when they returned home. We're indeed a thankful people by way of our redemption in Christ. We are able to freely worship in our country. We're able to hear God's law and be reminded of why we need a military. Because of fallen humanity. Because of our own sinfulness. Paul talks about it in the reading from Romans today. You need to be subject to authorities. Why do you have authorities? Because you're all dirty, rotten sinners. Left to our own devices, we would cheat, steal, kill each other. That's why we need a military. That's why we need police officers. That's why we need first responders. Today's picture of those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, well, it's one thing. It's a promise of our resurrection. It's a promise of our resurrection. In our resurrected life, guess what? We won't need a military because there won't be sin. We won't need police because there won't be sin. We won't need lawyers to sort out arguments because there won't be any. That's the resurrection promise. So we're thankful. We know that we have not been abandoned in a world, in a fallen world, a world that's broken by sin and our own depravity. We're not abandoned to death and damnation. The Son of God comes in the form of a servant, to go to the cross for us. He becomes the sacrificial lamb. We place all our sins on Him. He nails them to the cross, and we are forgiven. We are redeemed. We are made holy. We are restored to the promise of everlasting life that He gives us. So as redeemed people, we're a thankful people. We join in confession of sins, as we did earlier, and receive absolution. Sins forgiven. How comforting is that? Absolution spoken by a pastor, but paid for by Christ. And I pray that these words of forgiveness will ring in your ears with comfort and promise for who you are in Christ. through Jesus. So, in humility and thankfulness, what do? We seek out ways to live a new life made holy by Christ. And we're in activity and works done in Christ alone. And we are indeed a thankful people. As a congregation, give thanks to God. And we call to mind those who have served in our military today. As Lutherans in particular, we have a strong and powerful theology of the cross, which allows us to recognize the role of the military and the service to country. It's something that is good and godly. A long time ago, a military commander came to Martin Luther with questions concerning war and his role in it. Same questions military people face today. So he came and spoke to Martin Luther. And Pastor Luther saw in him the many concerns that others had as well, military personnel. So in 1526, he penned a little essay called "Whether Soldiers Too Can Be Saved." And it spoke words of promise, words of God's promise to those who face questions of life and death every day. It's a theology of the cross for those who face death. And so Luther gave advice as a caring pastor. He was never one to sugarcoat the violence and the brutality of war. He saw it firsthand. Yet he described the role of the military as holy and godly and instituted by the Lord himself. This is what he wrote. "When I think of a soldier fulfilling his office by punishing the wicked, killing the wicked, and creating so much misery, it seems like an unchristian work completely contrary to Christian love. But when I think of how it protects the good and keeps and preserves wife and child, house and farm, property and peace and honor, then I see how precious and godly this work is." Luther understood that we live in a broken world, world of fallen humanity and sin. He knew the violence of war and how it devastates nations and institutions and people. And Luther looked to Holy Scripture. He turned to Romans 13, which was read earlier. He says, "God honors those who bear the sword. Those who bear the sword to protect the weak and to administer justice. Justice that wouldn't exist without God and those whom God's appointed." Like those in Luther's day, we know all too well about a world, a fallen world of sin. We know about conflict and dissension. And I don't just mean conflict between nations. But what about conflict in our own country? Maybe dissensions in our own families. We know something about war. War is horrible. War is never to be glorified. War is never to be sought actively by a country. It's never to be seen as the solution when other solutions present themselves. And I dare say, probably all of you here know someone who have served in the military, not yourselves. Some of you know men and women who died in service to their country. Some of you know men and women who have been wounded. Still others know men and women who have come back from service to their country, changed, never to be the same again. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ. There is no better way to acknowledge those who serve and to thank God than by sharing God's promises with them. These same promises spoken by the prophet Isaiah. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. These words from Holy Scripture are among the most famous passages of the Bible. They are soothing promises of how God is powerful and how His power works for you. They resonate in a culture looking for peace and consolation. So many people in our country are simply tired. Tired and worn out. So fatigued that you can't even think about what would serve your country. So those who do serve need to hear the good news. They need to hear that they too are granted eternal life through Jesus Christ. So maybe this week, as we celebrate the 4th of July, talk to someone who served. They all have experiences what it's like being alone, guarding the frontiers of our freedom. They understand what it is to be weary and tired. You think you're weary. Standing guard when you're fatigued. Pulling guard duty when you're bone tired. Scanning a perimeter while suppressing thoughts of home. Trying to stay focused on your mission. Or maybe, in some people's cases, analyzing boring data over and over every day while your heart is elsewhere. Military service can become routinized. It can become boring, only to have those periods of boredom interrupted by moments of terror and death. Many Christians serve as leaders in our military. They carry a burden. They carry the burden of having to decide who is going to go out in harm's way today. That's just a small snapshot of military service. Hearing the words of Isaiah 40, "They shall renew their strength," is good news. It is good news that is rooted in Christ, because Isaiah points to Christ. You may have heard this phrase before. "They shall mount up with wings like eagles." It's worked its way into secular society. And some don't get it right. There's posters of Isaiah 40 verse 31 that adorn gymnasiums and locker rooms and other places of business sometimes. It's supposed to inspire you. So you see a poster maybe that kind of looks like our banner here today, with a big eagle maybe flying, flying over these cliffs, beautiful, majestic. It says, "Rise like wings like eagles." It is supposed to lift you up. It's as if it's saying, everything's going to be all right. Keep on trying. Eventually, you will soar above all the obstacles in your life. That's not the message of Isaiah. That's not the message of the Lord. The message of the Lord is this. You can't fly. You can't fly. You need to be lifted up. And you are lifted up. He says, those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, guess what? The Lord came. The Lord came, and He is the one who lifts you up by what He did on the cross. But what He did on the cross for you. To forgive your sins. To redeem you from the lost. And to answer this question. There are those who have gone to war and never returned. And you might think, did they give their lives for nothing, or did they give their lives for a purpose? Well, we know about Christ. He gave His life for a purpose for you. Would that your death have a purpose? Isn't that a good thing? If you were to die for your wife, for your family, would you accept that? Well, that's what Christ did for you. But maybe it makes you think, what about your life? What about this life that you have been given, that you are living in today? What are you going to do with that? Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're worn out. But you've got life in you today. God has given you a great purpose in your life. God has given you Himself. He's given you grace and mercy and peace, which He freely offers to you. And He says, this which is mine is yours. Live in that peace. Rejoice in that peace. Be thankful in that peace. It's a peace that's hard won. The resurrection to eternal life is coming, my friends. It's coming. Be prepared for it. By knowing who God is and what He's done for you. And share a piece of that peace with someone in this world who needs to hear it. Because the only way they will find peace, the only way that they will find peace in this world, which is filled with war and death and pain, is through Jesus Christ. That's where our forgiveness comes from. That's where we are renewed. Years ago, there was this movie, Chariots of Fire. Maybe you saw it. It's a great movie. It's about this, it's about the Olympic team from the United Kingdom years ago, Great Britain. And they have one scene in the movie near the end when the Olympics happen and all the training is completed and they're running their races. Isaiah 40, verse 31 is read on the screen. And you hear it as you see these guys running their races and failing. The best scene, I think, of this is when the guy who runs the steeplechase runs, and you know the steeplechase where you jump over the, what do you call those? What? Hurdles. Thank you. Thank you. They jump over the hurdles, you know, and then there's one where there's, you land in water, right? Well, he trips over one, lands face first in the water, you know, and of course everybody passes him and he loses. And the next scene is he's sitting down and he is just throwing mud like that. And he's totally inconsolable. And he puts his head in his hands. He's worn out and he feels like a failure, like he's let his team down. He's let his country down. Maybe you feel this way sometimes. Inconsolable. You've done your best and you've failed. Isaiah 40, verse 31 is not about you getting up and trying again. It's you hearing the words of God, saying, Christ has forgiven you. He's given you forgiveness. Christ is the one who has failed the worst on the cross, and in his failure, in his abject failure, is your victory. Your victory. Your victory to everlasting life. Your forgiveness. This is what strengthens you. This is what makes you alive to do what God has placed you on this green earth to do. This is the one who lifts you up and renews your strength. In love and mercy and peace. It's His wings, not yours. It's His bearing you up, not yourself. God is lifting you up through Christ on the cross. Hear again His words. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Today is a day of giving thanks. Let us be thankful for those who have taken up the call to serve our nation and for their families. Let us be thankful for the love of God in Christ Jesus. By Christ's death, we are renewed to everlasting life. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not be faint. In Jesus' name, amen.